Malachim Aleph, Berg Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayomim Asher Malach David al Yisrael, Arbaim Shana. David was king over the Jewish people for 40 years. The Chevron Malach Sheva Shanim, Ubi Yerushalayim Malach Shloishim V'Shalosh Shanim. In Yerushalayim he was king for 33 years. Yerushalayim meaning over the whole Jewish people. But he started off in Chevron, where he was king for only 7 years. He was 7 years only over the Shevet of Yehuda, which is his Shevet. And later on, as we remember the war between Yoav and Avner, Avner was the general of Shaul. And when Yoav managed to overcome Avner, he actually killed him, which he shouldn't have. But that's what led to the Malchus of David over all the Jewish people. Yeah.
You see, you should have hot chocolate there, not water.
Yeah, I should. It's hot water. Ushloima Yoshev HaKisei David Aviv Matikoi Malchusai Ma'od. Shlomo continued the Malchus of David, and unlike his father's kingship, his kingship was established and it was stable right away from the beginning. He did not have any troubles like David Melech had. He didn't even have to go out to war with the Plishtim, right? So he was doing very well from the beginning already. So now after this, after he becomes king, everyone accepts him, and he has no trouble. So Adonio comes over to Batsheva, the mother of Shlomo. And when she sees him coming, she's a bit worried, because she knows that he tried to be king. Instead of Shlomo. So she's asking him, are you coming to fight with me? Are you coming to challenge me? Or not? So he says, no, don't worry. I'm not coming to challenge you. I'm not coming to fight.
I'm a nice guy.
I'm a nice guy after all, at the end of the day. I'm a reasonable guy. He tells her, I have something to tell you. Right? I have something to ask. I have a personal request. She says, yeah, okay, let's hear. Let's hear what you have. Let's hear what you want. V'yomer, at yodat, ki li hoysa malucha. V'alai somu kol Yisrael p'neim limloich. V'tisaf emalucha v'ti la'achi, ki me'ashem hoysa zeis. Now, what's he about to ask? He's about to ask to marry Avishag of Shunamis. Remember, that was the whole point of his rebellion. He wanted to become king, not like Avshalom. Avshalom wanted to become king because he wanted to be in power. He wanted to be the one making the decisions. However, Adonio rebelled against David HaMelech for completely different reasons. The only reason he rebelled was because he wanted Avishag of Shunamis. That's it. So that's what he's about to ask. So he's giving a whole introduction. This introduction seems very innocent, but this introduction is really a list of reasons why he should be able to marry Avishag. Why there shouldn't be any problem with him marrying Avishag. So what's the first thing he says? First thing he says is that really I was supposed to be king, right?
He's the oldest one.
Well, yeah, he's the oldest.
At the time, whatever.
Yeah. There were four sons. He was number four, but Abner and Avshalom were already killed. Daniel seemed to be dead because there was no mention of him. So, yes, he was the oldest son that was alive. So, really, he's saying, I'm deserving to be king. I should be the one, right, either because I'm the oldest, or, like I said, Kili HaYisa Malucha, right? The people also agreed that I should be king. That's what he thinks, at least. Right? When he tried to cast his rebellion, people did join him initially. And Balai Som Kol Yisrael Panem Limloch. Right, everyone looked up to me. They wanted me to be king. But then, through some outer cause, some outer reason, the Malucha changed. It changed course, and it went to my brother. Right, so he's saying, so that's the reason why I should get a Vishag. Right, so I didn't get what I was hoping for, what I wanted for, which is to be king.
You need a schnapps, not my
yeah.
Hot water.
Need some vodka instead.
Yeah, he should have had it recorded.
Yeah, yeah. So,
he's trying to weasel his way in somehow.
Right. So he's saying, even though I did not become king at the end, at least they should give me a Vishag. At least they should give me a Vishag to be my wife, right? Because, you know, that's the minimum I could get. And you might say, okay, and hedyot mishtamesh b'shavita shel melech, a simple man does not allow to use the scepter of a king. But he's saying, since I was deserving to be king, I was supposed to be king, that was the plan, therefore, I'm not considered to be a hedyot, I'm not just a regular man, and therefore, therefore I should deserve to be king. That's what he's telling him.
Why he ask, who is a Vishag? She belongs to new king? Why is he not tradition? Why?
Yes, she belongs. She belongs to.
She belongs to the David.
Right, but everything that used to belong to David now belongs to Shlomo.
She is not. Kind of, no, she's not slave, she's a free woman.
Right. The thing is that anyone that that serviced the king, anyone that the king was with, meaning even though he was not intimate with her, but still she was very close to him physically. They were lying in the same bed together. So it's considered to be the scepter of a king, to some degree. So she cannot just go ahead and just marry anybody right now. She can't marry anybody. Because it's going to be considered disrespectful to David if she just married anybody. Even though, obviously, Shlomo was not married to all the women that David was married to. Right? It's not like he took over all of his wives. Obviously not. But,
No, what's her name that he's talking about? Was that the one that was with David when he was older?
Yes. Yeah, she was the one.
That's the one he said, I can't marry you because I got 18 already?
Right.
You came too late?
Right. That's the one.
That's the one, all right.
So he was never intimate with her. They were never intimate, but still, she was considered to be a servant of the king, and she was not allowed to marry and just anybody at this point. And so, what else does he add? Another reason he ends off with, he says, "Kim Hashem Hoyseloi," right? The kingship got to Shlomo through Hashem. Why is that detail so important? So Malbim explains that the reason why we say that a hedyot is not allowed to use the scepter of a king, why a simple man cannot use the scepter of a king, is because when a king becomes a king through the will of the people, when he gets chosen or appointed or anointed, then you have to have clear signs that show that he's the king, right? Because otherwise, how would you know that he's the king, right? He was just appointed by the people, right? He's just a regular man after all, right? Like, you know, like the American president. It's not like, you know, in England back in the day, the king or the queen came from a royal family. But if a king did not come from a royal family, like in America, right, anybody can become president, even Donald Trump, right? So you need special signs to show that he's not a regular man. That's why we're not allowed to use his horse. We're not allowed to use his scepter to make a clear distinction that this man, especially, he's now king, and no one can get close to him, right? Through that, the honor of the king is protected. However, a king who deserves to be king on his own, right? He's not appointed by the people, right? Him on his own deserves to be king. You don't need these clear distinctions. Like, for example, it says, "Melech Basar Adam," a king that's flesh and blood. I'm not reading inside. The Malbim brings down a medrash that a king that's flesh and blood, ain reich masu. So you do not are not allowed to ride on his horse. Ven yosh malkisa, you're not allowed to sit on his throne. Ven mishtamshim b'sharvitoi. You're not allowed to use his scepter, right? Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Reichim Moser. But Hashem, you're allowed to ride on his horse, on Hashem's horse, so to speak. Again, all figurative. But Yoshim Malkisa, so you're allowed to sit on the throne of Hashem, v'chulei, right? Why? Meaning, the reason why you're allowed to sit on the seat of Hashem, you're allowed to ride his horse, is because Hashem, on his own accord, deserves to be king. Therefore, you don't need these special signs, these unique distinctions, to show that he deserves to be king. Because it's not dependent on anything external. So that's what Adonio is telling Batsheva as well. He's saying, since Shlomo deserved to be king through Hashem, meaning on his own he deserved to be king. It's not like he was chosen by the people, right? Him on his own deserved to be king. Therefore, you don't need these rules that I'm not allowed to sit on his throne, I'm not allowed to use his horse. Right? You don't need all that. Therefore, there would be no issue if I would go ahead and marry Avishag, right? Because typically you would say, oh, Avishag is only fit for the king. But because Shlomo deserved to be king on his own, you're allowed to use a scepter. Therefore, Adonio should be allowed to marry Avishag as well.
It seems that she wasn't... Batsheva wasn't too smart or something. Well, she wasn't thinking.
Martin says it's kind of medicine.
Is it medicine?
Yeah.
Or is this whiskey?
Yeah, it's special for...
Go ahead. No, come on.
Okay,
Baruch.
Amen.
Amen.
Is it wine or is it schnapps?
Schnapps, not wine.
Well, hey, what about me? What do I look like?
You should have a bottle of schnapps here every year. Yeah. So these are the reasons that Adonio lists that he should be allowed to marry Avishag. So now he says, meaning this is all an introduction. He didn't even tell her what he wants, right? He's just saying this is all an introduction. Reasons why he should be able to marry her. He's using it very subtly. And now he's going to present his case. Now he's going to make his pitch. And he's going to ask to marry Avishag. Please go ahead and tell your son Shlomo that he should not refuse your request. And he should give me Avishag in order to marry. But Tamar Batsheva, Toiv. Batsheva agrees. She agrees to go ahead and ask Shlomo. Right? She goes ahead and she said, I agreed to ask this thing from the king. Batavi Basheva El Melech Shlomai. Basheva comes over to Shlomai. The Dabaloi Al Daniel. Vayakam Melech Likrasa. As she approaches him, he gets up for her. Vayishtachula Vayeshev Al Kisai Vayasim La Vayasim Kisai Leam Melech Vateshev Leiminoi. Right, and as she comes, he gives her great honor and gives her a lot of kavod. And after he gets up, he bows down to her, and he sits down back on his throne, and and he puts a seat for her on his right side. There's another medrash that's brought down by the Radak that when it says V'yosim kisei le'im ha-melech, that he put a seat for the mother of the king. Why doesn't it say her name? So there's a medrash that says that this is actually referring to Ruth. Apparently, according to this medrash, Ruth was still alive. And she was there at the time too, and that's why he put a special seat for her.
No, so it wasn't for...
Well, no, it wasn't for Batsheva. According to this medrash.
How old was he at the time?
Okay. He was 12.
And it caused a seat to be set for the king's mother.
Yeah. Yeah, the king's mother, meaning that, according to this medrash, it's not literally his mother, it's his great-great-grandmother.
Great-grandmother.
Yeah.
have another shot.
Yeah.
Chaim.
Who's the designated driver?
You're going to drive me home afterwards? Yeah.
He'll drive you anywhere.
Okay. Well, tell me, Rashayla, Achaz Ketana, Anoichi Shalas Meitcha. Al Toshe Vesponaim. She tells Shlomoy, I have a small little request to ask from you. Please do not refuse me. He tells her, go ahead, ask away, I'm not going to refuse. But Tamar, she tells him, Yutan esavisha kashunamis ladanio achicho leisha. Why don't you please go ahead and give a vishag to your brother, Adonio, so he can marry her. Now Shlomo, even though he was 12, he was apparently very wise. And he understood exactly what was happening over here. He understood that when Adonio was asking for Avishag as a wife, it's not only because he wanted Avishag. It was much more than that. He was hoping that would be a stepping stone
to get the kingdom back.
Exactly. It would be a stepping stone, a first step to get the kingdom back. He would first marry Avishag, and then the people will see, oh, he's marrying Avishag. Maybe he's going to be king next. So what does he do? He gets pretty sarcastic with his mother. He says, "Why are you only asking to marry that he should marry Avishag?"
To the real point.
Yeah. Why don't you ask him? You know, that he should be king. You know, if that's what he wants at the end of the day. So ask him to be king. Right. He, after all, he's much older than me. He's deserving to be king. Right? Why is he mentioning Avyasar HaKoyin and Yoav Ben Tzruya over here? He's saying because the whole point of Yoav and Avyasar was to appoint Adonio as a king, right? He plotted together with Yoav and Adonio. He plotted together with them the whole rebellion. So now he's saying, why don't you... if you're just going to give Avishag to Adonio as a wife, then Yoav and Avyasar are going to be left with nothing. Because what do they want? They want him to be king. Right? They're not going to be happy just that he got married. They don't care about that. Right? They want him to be king. So if you just ask him, just ask for Avishag to be his wife, then Yoav and Avyasar are going to remain with nothing. So go ahead, ask him for everything to become king. Shlomo makes a shvua right there on the spot. He understood that when Adoniel, made this request to marry Avishag, he was literally risking his life. He knew that there was a good chance that Shlomo would refuse. Not only would he refuse, but he would actually kill him. So he was not risking his life as he was asking to marry Avishag. V'atochai Hashem asher hachinani v'yashivani akisei David Avi v'asher osali b'bayis kasher diver. Right, this is a continuation of a shvua, and he says, Hashem prepared me and he put me on the throne of David, my father. Ki ayoyim yumas Adonio. Right, he's understanding this to be an act of rebellion on the part of Adoniel. When Adoniel was asking to be king, when Adoniel was asking for Avishag in order to marry her, what he's really asking is he wants to be king, and therefore he's got to be killed. This is an act of rebellion, and we got to kill him right now. Otherwise,
it's a revolution. What do you call it? In English, insurrection.
So, at the end, he did kill him.
Yeah. He took it as an act of rebellion, because he knew this is what was only the first point in the rebellion of Adoniel, which would eventually lead to him becoming king.
Mutiny.
Mutiny?
Like on a ship. It's a mutiny. And this is what he's taking in.
Right. Yeah.
What exactly did he do? It said he fell on him and he died. I mean, how did he kill him?
So let's see. Vayishlach HaMelech Shlomo
b'yad Adonai v'yada. What does that mean? In English, it says he fell on him and he died.
Right. Anytime a king kills someone, it's with a sword. They beheaded him.
Yeah, but Shlomo didn't do it. That the other one did it.
Right. Shlomo obviously, he's not going to get his hands dirty. Yeah, he's the king. Right. It says that David HaMelech wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, but Hashem told him, "You cannot build the Beis HaMikdash because you have too much blood on your hands." Because literally, David HaMelech would kill people in his own bare hands. Mm.
So he wasn't too smart. He wound up dead.
Right.
What did he figure to gain by going to Bathsheba and this whole business here?
He knew that if he went to Shlomo directly, there's way.
Why did she? I guess she believed him that he didn't want to rebel. All he wanted to do, but he was supposed to be killed anyway from beforehand because
right.
It was put off. He kept his mouth shut.
Yeah,
he would have been all right.
Yeah, he would have been fine.
But he persisted in his evil ways.
Right.
And he got what he deserved. Don't persist.
Exactly. Gotta learn your lesson. Are you going to see Arkady?
This is a story. Someone makes sense. Brother kills brother because he asks permission to marry a woman. What is rebellion? It's love.
Right, you're right.
It's Luke's first step in his kinship to kill his own brother.
That's a good point. But what's on?
I never been king.
It's a stepbrother.
It's not very.
Yeah, but as nice he pointed out before, he deserved to be killed. The only reason David HaMelech was not allowed to kill him was because what Adoniel did was he went and he held on B'karnas HaMizbeach. He held on onto the Mizbeach, and Because of that, and while he was holding on to the Mizbeach, he made David promise him that he would not kill him. Right? So David Amalek was not allowed to do anything. But now the Shlomim became king, and he saw that he's trying to rebel, again, very subtly, but he's trying to rebel. So he was really forced to do what David Amalek should have done, and killed him then.
He could get a proper proper burial.
He means he.
If you.
He killed brother not because of the.
Right.
This is different.
Yeah. Reason. Yeah, I'm saying David told him before he died, and he gave him. He told him exactly how to deal with these people. Yeah.
David was smart. But Bathsheba wasn't.
No, apparently she was more naive than Shlomo. She didn't realize what was going on over here.
Over here, he comes up with a whole business about the Gemara. He shouldn't have got killed for this request. He's saying over here, the man's explanation. Why did Solomon kill? Firstly, David never instructed him to deal so harshly with his brother. Secondly, if this is a result of his earlier rebellion in David's lifetime, is what we said, Solomon himself had apparently forgiven him. And finally, if this is due to the request of Abishai, as it appears from the simple narrative, if his severe penalty such as that is not at all justified. Even if we granted that he may not marry her, he had not done more than ask to marry her. It was Solomon's privilege to deny his request, certainly not to kill him. So then the Gemara says, and it concludes very, Solomon sought a pretext kill and you know for his quarrelsome nature, which he displayed regarding the kingdom.
Could she marry anybody else?
Because
we don't know.
Well, she was allowed to marry Shlomo because she was not intimate with David.
Yeah, but I presume he didn't marry her. I don't know. Maybe he did. I don't know. He had a whole bunch there. Only 1,000. I mean, what the heck?
Yeah, only 1,000. So if you have 1,000, what's 1,001?
Maybe she wasn't allowed to marry afterwards.
She continues.
She ended up as a single girl all life, like what's his name with his daughter?
Who?
When
he came back from the war and fighting, and he said, "I'm going to donate."
Oh, yeah. That was.
It doesn't give any explanation, you know. Basically, how she ended up.
Right.
Well, it comes in, and then the other opinion is that everybody thought that a she guy was his wife because she was living with him. They didn't know he wasn't even there. No one knew that David did not know her.
Right.
Only the prophet Jeremiah, who authored this volume of Kings by divine inspiration, was able to say with certainty that he did not know her. But the weaknesses of Adriana's request then was far greater than previously had imagined. Like we said, he wanted the kingdom.
Right.
That's why right. He definitely had no other motive in mind but the throne. Certainly not his father's wife. That's what.
Right.
But when he wrote this, it was hundreds of years later.
He explained a little more than we said. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I don't know how many years later, but
the bottom line is, he was a troublemaker, and he couldn't be allowed to keep doing it.
Right. Right. Got to nip it at the bud. That's the way to do it. What were you saying? What?
When this was written, from what he's reading, it was hundreds of years later when it was written. You know, no one knew.
Right.
So.
Well, like they ask you, who wrote Malachim? It'd be whatchamacallit died. Jeremiah. He wrote the beginning, and who took over the The writing. You said you didn't.
I don't know.
No.
He lived in the time of the Churban.
Right.
How many years ago? Later, it's 500 years later.
Right.
Because
the first Churban was in year 3338. And we're now going to witness Shlomo building the first base of Mikdash.
I mean, hundreds of years later, I don't know.
Right, it was, about 500 years later. Yeah, it's a long time. Arkady, you were going to say something?
Maybe the other one you see.
I believe you can stop to continue next.
Continue week. One, all right. Let's go.
You're difficult to talk. Why need to...
Yeah. Seriously.
It's okay. It's okay.
We're not hairy.
Have another schnapps.
Yeah, he's bringing out all these things about what you said. The bottom line is what he wanted to take over. He said,
right.
There's a request going to cost. It is a request that's going to cost him his life. Solomon was convinced that Adonijah would never endanger his life just to marry Abishai. So he had, mostly lucky, he had the designs in mind, such as making use of the king's scepter as a beginning of sovereignty.
The Ralbag brings it as well.
God has promised that peace will reign during the period of my kingdom. And the Noah is an obstacle to that peace. So,
right.
It's all the same.
Right.
The bottom line was the guy was a troublemaker and he deserved to get what he got.
It's just like today's the anniversary of John F. Kennedy's when he was killed.
Oh, really?
Okay. It was Kennedy when he was killed.
Oh, Kennedy.
Happened today. Well, this is the... Someone wanted to get rid of him because they felt he was an obstacle to the... United States. So?
Who killed him?
They say Lee Harvey Oswald, Fairface. No one knows. Then this other Jewish guy came and shot Lee Harvey Oswald. See, so history repeats itself, in different ways, in different times.
And another Jewish man make video.
That's all, yeah.
26.
Begins with a Z.
All the movies that they made about kings and in the inner circle and everything else, the same story. One guy was trying to take over, and the other one, like a prisoner of Zenda. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
The king of Zenda died. Now, he had two sons, a royal son and one from another woman. So the other guy wanted to take over. He was supposed to be coronated in the next day. So he had these guys. He has these guys who, like, these had kidnapped him so he couldn't show up. And if he didn't show up, he would have got out there. That's what they call the prison.
That's like Rome. He didn't like someone.
Right,
he had him poisoned.
Yeah.
The whole story was
all right,
that they had an Englishman there who was a relative to the king, and he looked like him. So they talked him into taking his place. At the coronation, so this is what happened.
Right.
Okay.
All these...
Same idea.
Go home.
Okay, we'll stop here.
I think we'll
continue next week.
And we'll continue
because
on.
What you need is to get nice and warm.
Yeah.
Have some hot stuff in there and start sweating.
But don't stay near your wife. Because you get her sick, too.
No, you don't want to get
then
her sick.
Then you're really going to be in trouble.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Hey, don't be afraid to put another two coats on your pants.
Yeah.
That's what I do.